Well, they're calling it Vax to School. Vax to School. There's a push on in Peel region right now to get those ages 12 to 17 vaccinated before school resumes in September. Joining us now for more on this is Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown. He's on the line and joins us here on 640 Toronto. Mayor, good afternoon.
Afternoon, and thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you joining us. Tell us about this initiative. How's it been going?
Well, mayors across the GTHA is, you know, we're all working collectively to push young people to get vaccinated. We know that vaccines are doing what we expected. They're getting us back to normal, which, you know, we all want. It's been a very long pandemic. And if you look at the hospital stats and the COVID cases, it really has become a pandemic of the unvaccinated. 90% of our COVID cases right now in Peel are amongst those who are unvaccinated, almost all the hospitalizations. And so for those that got vaccinated, they've done the right thing. They're protecting their friends, their family, and their neighborhood. And we just need to get the numbers up amongst those over 12. Obviously, that started later in the process. It was the last age cohort that was approved for vaccinations. And it's been going well. We're getting those numbers up, but we just want to have a bit more of a push to catch up with the rest of the population so that we're in a great position in September. I want school to be back. It is, I think, damaging when you don't have young people in school with their peers learning in class. We all know how difficult online learning was, and one of the best ways to ensure we don't have any disruptions to the school year with COVID breakouts is to make sure that we have a large majority of our high school classes vaccinated.
And when it comes to those ages between 12 and 17, do you have a target number? Is there a target number in mind that you would consider back to school to be safe? And are you likely to hit that number?
Well, if we can't, right now in the general population, we have 79% vaccinated with first doses, almost 60% with second doses. And our goal is to have those numbers hit about 80%. I know the province has set an aspirational goal of 90%. But I really, you know, I believe here, you know, speaking to the senior physicians in our community, that there's a level of comfort once you get north of 70%, and that when you're in that 75% range, you start to get herd immunity. And so if we could have students in our high schools in Peel, 75% of them vaccinated, I think we'd be in relatively good shape. That's not to say we wouldn't like higher, but I would feel very confident that we're not going to need to worry about outbreaks if we get to those type of numbers.
All right. There's a big push, obviously, from educators, parents, students as well, to get back into the classroom. You just mentioned that you share that sentiment. But I know Ontario's top doctor, Mayor Brown, said this week that there may not be high enough levels of immunity for kids to go back to class maskless come September. Would you support a masked return to school in September if that's what was needed?
Well, I trust the physicians. It's their profession to study infectious diseases. And if our top infectious disease doctors are saying that for a period of time we're going to need students masked in classrooms, then if that's what it takes to get kids back to class, that I'm okay with that. You know, ideally, we get to a point where it's safe enough that kids aren't going to have to wear masks eight hours a day. You know, I would love to get back to normal completely. And on a somewhat related note, this week in Brampton, we asked the provincial government to look at amendments to the mask bylaw, given where we are today. As you know, under the Provincial Reopening of Ontario Act, masks are required even outdoors at sporting events. So if you're watching your kids play soccer or baseball, whatever, you're expected to wear masks on the sidelines. If you go to a farmer's market or a flag raising, you're supposed to wear a mask. And we've asked the province to consider dropping the outdoor mask mandate, as our physicians in Peel say it's unnecessary because COVID, it's very difficult to transmit outdoors. And so maybe that can be the starting point. We get rid of masks outdoors, and as we get to higher levels of vaccinations, hopefully at some point we'll be able to remove them indoors as well.
Joined on the line by Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown. Mayor, could you also give us your take just on your city and the region, Peel region in general? Because as we all know, you're well aware, you were once the hottest of COVID hotspots. Where are things right now?
Well, you know what, and you're absolutely right. We got hit really hard by COVID-19. We had some of the highest COVID rates in the country due to the fact that we were a community that our largest employment sectors were all considered essential, transportation, logistics, food processing, and it meant that people were still seeing each other in the workplace. But things have got dramatically better. We went from a 22% positivity rate, the highest in Ontario. Now the positivity rate in Peel Region is 1%. We went from transferring 100 patients a week out of our hospital. Imagine that, airlifting 100 patients to other hospitals, to now we only have one COVID patient in ICU. So we went from an overburdened hospital to now we're starting to get back to normal. They're going to start offering the normal surgeries and operations that they do, and the hospital can go back to normal business caring for other ailments. And so we've seen some remarkable progress. And so I'm proud of our community. We've been resilient through a very difficult year and a half, but we're getting back on our feet now.
Yeah, it's a tremendous turnaround, and it's so good to see. But are you concerned at all, Mayor, that people might be letting their guard down right now here in summer as we get outdoors and the vaccination rates have gone up and the COVID numbers have gone down? Is there any concern at all that people are letting their guard down, maybe getting a little too comfortable?
No, I'm not concerned about that. I feel that our residents understand that the public health advice, and outdoors is safe. So the fact that they're outdoors, I've got no concerns with. When I look at our contact tracing and where the COVID outbreaks happened, you know, they were largely in busy, crowded factories, and that would lead into household spread and then community spread. But now that most of our essential workers are vaccinated, the type of outbreaks we saw in places like Amazon, I don't really see happening right now because of vaccines. You know, vaccines are doing what we expected them to do, which is stop COVID-19 in its tracks.
All right. Well, Mayor, glad to see the progress in your city and the region as a whole, and appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
There's Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown with us.